إنا إليه راجعون. After the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah could be heard crying. When somebody asked Rasulullah that, why do you cry after the war of Uhud? He says that there is nobody to cry over my Hamza. There is no one to cry over my Hamza. And for your tasalli, Ya Rasulullah, I will say that maybe, perhaps, there was nobody to cry for your Hamza, but look how many are here to cry for your Hussein. Imam Hussein buries his 6-month-old Ali Asghar, takes Zainab and moves towards the Khaymah of Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad is very sick, in and out of consciousness. The Maqtal says that when Hussein entered the Khaymah of Imam Sajjad, his back was a little bent, zakhm upon zakhm from head to toe, blood all over his body. Attempts now to wake up Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad opens his eyes and looks up to his father, almost as if he couldn't recognize his father. And he asked his father 2 questions, looking at him now, pausing, up and down, seeing the state that his father is in. And then he says, Baba, aina aina akhiyun Ali Akbar. Where is my brother Ali Akbar? Ya Bunayya qad qutil. Imam Sajjad pauses, says, Baba, ain't I Abu al-Fazl Abbas? Where is Abu al-Fazl Abbas? How can you be in this state when you have your warriors beside you? And before he could go on and ask about every other shaheed, Imam Hussein says to Imam Sajjad, before you go on any further, know that besides you and me, there's no more men left in this army. Imam Sajjad, the Maqtal, then says to Bibi Zainab, Papi Amma, I need my asa, I need my sword. Why, Imam Sajjad? I need my asa to get myself up. I need my sword to defend my father. I'm still alive. I'm not dead. I have to defend my father. Imam Hussein grabs Imam Sajjad, begins to cry, says, look, this is my imtihan. This is my test. You still have to take these women from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham. You still have to take these women across the bazaar of Sham. You still have to enter the courtyard of Sham with these women. This is my imtihan. I've come to say my khudafis. I've come to give you the ahd of imamat now. Imam Hussein leaves the Khaymah, stands there facing the Khaymah. He says, Habib ibn Mudahir, Zuhair ibn Qain, Muslim ibn Al-Sija, why is it that you are my valiant warriors, but yet your mullah's calling you and you're not responding to me? Rise up from your sleep. Your Hussein's calling you. These are the women of Rasulullah. They have to be defended. And then the Maqtal says that for a brief moment now, Hussein moved towards the banks of Furat. He left a body there on the banks of Furat. He then says, Abbas, after you left, my back was broken. You've left me alone now. Who will look after these women? As he begins now his khutbah, his delivery, the sounds of crying from the women's tent could be heard. He stands outside the khaymah of the women. Imam Hussein does. Ey Ummi Kulsum, Ey Zainab, don't cry. Be patient. Have sabr. Allah will avenge what happened to us today. And as he begins to say his khudafis and makes his way towards his Zuljanah, he could hear a voice from behind him. And the voice is what? Saying, Mahlan, Mahla, Yabna Zahra. Slow down, O son of Zahra. Slow down, O son of Zahra. He looks behind him. Zainab Kubra is walking towards him. Where are you going, Bayya? We've been together since Rasulullah's time. You're leaving me in this desert with these men. Zainab, I have to go. This is my imtihan. This is my imtihan. He says, she says, Bayya, if you must go, then let me give you an amanat from my mother Fatima. Takes him inside the tent. Amma told me that when Hussein wears his kohne libas, when he puts on his old clothes, know that he's ready to give his life at that moment now. I want you to give him my amanat. What is that amanat? Zainab moves forward, kisses Hussein on the forehead, kisses Hussein on the neck, opens his button and kisses Hussein on the chest. What is this amanat, Zainab? Up. Amma told me, kiss that forehead, that when no one had any weapons, they threw rocks at Hussein's forehead. You're here to cry for Hussein. Cry for Hussein. No one else right now is crying for Hussein but all of you. Why are you kissing the neck of Hussein? Kiss that spot that shimmered bin Zuljoshin. Why are you kissing the chest? Kiss that chest that 10 different horses will trample on. Bibi Zainab now mounts Hussein on the horse. Hussein enters the Maidan of Karbala. Do you not know who I am? He once again reminds them. Am I not the grandson of your prophets? Am I not the son of the daughter of your prophets? Am I not the son of Ali? From them they respond, we know who you are. We know exactly what your lineage is. We know what family you belong to. Then why do you want to do what you're about to do with me? We want to avenge the ones that your father killed of ours in Badr. And wallah, we will avenge that today. And the way that the historians wrote about Hussein's jung on the day of Ashura is incredible. This was a man who was broken. This was a man who was scarred. A man who was tired, bleeding, thirsty, hungry. And yet he controlled the plains of Karbala. When he moved, they moved. When he stopped, they stopped. And one by one they would come. And Hussein would kill one. And kill one. And kill one. And his lips would be moving. And the Rabi would say that as Hussein was killing one by one, he would say, You killed my Qasim, you killed my Ali Akbar, you killed my own Muhammad. And one by one, he would begin to kill them one by one. There's no way anybody could withstand the Jalal of Hussein. And then there was an announcement from the Kuffar and the Munafiqeen. If you want to kill the man, attack the khaymah and the women. When Hussein heard that, he made his way back to the khaymah just to protect the women. And this is where the second khudafisi comes. Zainab, send me my sakina. A four-year-old Sakina slowly approaches her father. He kneels down to a four-year-old. They hug for a very long time. Sakina, I'm going now. I'm going now, Sakina. I won't come back. Now you sleep with Zainab. At night, if you're scared, your Zainab is there with you. And all she says to her father, all she says to her father, what a difficult question. Baba, why can't we go back home, Baba? Up to my fathers in the audience. What do you tell a four-year-old who just wants to go home? Once again, he mounts his Zuljanah, Hussein. You've heard this, Masai. Once used, now he mounts the Zuljanah. And this time now he says, let's ride back in time into the Maidan of Karbala and continue this war. But his Zuljanah would not move. Hey, Zuljanah of mine. From morning till now, you've served me. You've been my wafadar. You've been my loyal Zuljanah. I know you're tired. You also have scars on you. This one last zahmat of mine, just drop me in the Maidan of Karbala and you are azad. But the Zuljanah would not move. If you want water, go to Furat and get some water. The Zuljanah would not move. Almost as if to say, Mala, I'm not tired. I'm not thirsty. I will serve you for as long as you can. And I'm ready to take you to the Maidan of Karbala. But your Sakina is holding my leg. Where are you taking my Baba? Hussein once again gets off the Zuljanah. But this time, Sakina has said what she wanted to say to Hussein. Now she's talking to Zuljanah of her Baba. Hey, Zuljanah of my Baba. My Baba's very thirsty right now. My Baba is tired right now. From morning to now, mayat after mayat, shahid after shahid, please, if you can find a drop of water for him, take him to that place. If not, find some shade for my father. Drop him in that shade. I will say this to you, Sakina. Enjoy the last moments with your father. The next time you see him in the Zindan of Sham, clutching his head. Allah accept your tears, inshallah. Allah continue to give this grief, inshallah. Hussein now for the second time roars back into the Maidan of Karbala. But this time Umar ibn Sa'd says to his army, no more one-on-one combats. This time, surround the man. I was just reading in the Maqtal of Muqarram this morning that when he asked Hurmalah to get his archers ready, and the moment that Hussein enters the Maidan of Karbala, with Umar ibn Sa'd's signal, Hurmalah now told his archers to launch the arrows. Do you want to hear how many arrows were shot to one Hussein? You won't believe the number. You might think it's exaggeration. With these very eyes, I read this number. The Maqtal says 4,000 arrows were shot at Hussein. One Hussein, 4,000 arrows. They came onto the man like rain, hitting him everywhere, on his shoulder, on his neck, on his forehead, on his leg. And he ripped them out one by one, ripped them out one by one, ripped them out one by one. He attacked the army. He fought like I've never seen before. But there came a moment now where Hossein got tired. Hossein got thirsty. How much can one man bear? And the Maqtal says that for a second now, he stopped his Zuljanah. And off to the side now, he just waited. And that's when Hurmala, last night's masaib is in your minds. That's when he dipped his arrow in poison. That's when that three-prong arrow, only two three-prong arrows were used on the day of Ashura. One was for Ali Asghar's neck. And one was right now for the chest of Hussein. Hurmala, arrow hit the chest of Hussein. And that arrow was that arrow that made Hussein fall from the horse. I haven't read this. I don't claim to read this. Every other shaheed had one common thing they would do when they would fall from the horse. Assalamu alayka, ya Aba Abdullah. Now Hussein's falling from the horse. I don't know who he's calling, but my heart tells me he goes to Medina. Amma, I'm falling from the Hussein is on the ground of Karbala. Hussein's body is on the plains of Karbala. Hussein is weak. Hussein can't bear any more pain. They start to close in on Imam Hussein. And I'm sorry for the details. You have to know the zulm that happened to your Mawla. I'm not even reading half the maqtal. Just a little bit more and that's it. The hearts can only take so much. We're hearing the masaib. Our heart is breaking. Imagine seeing the masaib from Tilla Zainabiya. They close in on Hussein. One mal'oon from a very short distance shoots an arrow to the point where it hits Hussein right in the mouth, takes out the arrow. The Zuljanah of Hussein is circling now the enemy. Is circling the enemy. Umar bin Saad says, grab the Zuljanah. This Zuljanah is worth so much money. Grab him, try to capture him. The Zuljanah kicks and defends and kills 30 people, 10 different horses. The Zuljanah did, and then they left him alone. Let's see what Hussein Zuljanah does. Hussein Zuljanah slowly approaches Hussein, rubs his body against the blood of Hussein, rubs the other part against the blood of Hussein. Wait, takes this blood and goes towards the Khaymah. He begins to make noises. The Zuljanah, Zainab comes out. She sees the alam of happening. She can't see her brother. Thousands around Hussein. My Hussein on the ground. Then she stands there on that maqam. Then she says to Umar bin Saad, Umar bin Saad, this is Hussein. Hada al-Hussein. Umar bin Saad says then, what are you waiting for? The man is nearly dead. Finish him off. But nobody had the courage to come forward and behead Hussein. And that's when the poet says, from the perspective of Bibi Zainab, where she says, the poet says, that I ran and Shimmer ran. I ran to Tilla Zainabiya. Shimmer ran to Hussein. Bear with me. Have your patience. I'm sorry. Shimmer approaches Hussein. shimmer begins to kick Hussein's body. I'm sorry. Shimmer pulls out his dagger, begins to stab Hussein. That moment then, Jalisu ala Sadrin Hussein, Shimmer turns Hussein over, sits on the chest of Hussein, grabs the beard, 13 The ground began to shake. The sky became black. There was a voice amongst the darkness. Qad qutila Hussein bi Karbala. Hussein has been killed. The Zuljanah goes back to the Khaymah. My last statement. The Zuljanah goes back to the Khaymah. The women come out. There's no Hussein. They fall at the feet of the Zuljanah. A four-year-old Sakina comes out of the Khaymah, wraps her arms around the Zuljanah. Do you remember? I asked you for a favor. Get my Hussein some water. Just answer me one question. When he killed my father, did he give him a drop of water or not? Wa Husayna, wa Aliya, wa Muhammada, Matme Hussein.
Faryadiya Muhammad.